It's time for Hoop Talk, presented by Olympia Orthopedic Associates on 95.3 KGY. A weekly look at high school basketball in the area with your host, Noel Wall, and Olympian prep contributor, Dave Weber.
And welcome live to the waterfront studios of KGY. I am Noel Wall, along with Dave Weber, our Olympian contributor. On today's show, you know, Dave is working on a story for North Thurston's Tay Birdtail. She's a senior standout. And Dave, you talked to her and Coach Jackie Meyer for your article. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, I did. Tay is quite the player. She's kind of come from not out of nowhere, but she's been much improved the last year or so. And we've got the News Tribune's Athlete of the Week for the whole area, including Tacoma, last week. So not a bad spate of games for her.
All right. We'll look forward to hearing from them later. Also today, Timberline coach Alan Thomas and player Brooklyn Hicks both talked to Dave about their important win over Gig Harbor. That was a big one, wasn't it?
That was very big. That was the first loss for Gig Harbor. They were undefeated and at the top of the 3A South Sound Conference, and Timberline tied that up with that victory. And they had lost by 2 points in the very first game of the season at Gig Harbor. And in the game that they played last Friday, it was Gig Harbor all the way until 4 minutes were left. Gig Harbor was up by 8 at that point, and then from the final 4 minutes, Timberline closed it out on a 13-2 run and won it 60-57 to make the South Sound Conference a race going down to the wire here.
All right, holy cow. We're going to hear those interviews too later in the show. In news that just cannot be ignored, there was an incident last Friday at Capitol High School during the River Ridge basketball game with Capitol students using racial slurs and taunts to harass a River Ridge player. The incident was recorded, posted, and shared on social media, and it's put Capitol High School in the spotlight, along with its whole population, and not in a good way. The incident had been covered in Seattle on news sites and radio, and in the Tacoma and Olympia newspapers, and when I turned on the TV news this morning, there it was. It's appalling to me that this happens here today. The idea of high school students thinking this is an okay action says too much about the school and the entire community. It says way too much about parents of those involved. And so I ask, was no one in the stands willing to tell them to lay off? By not doing so, these kids are taught that what they're doing is okay, and it's not. And coach, I am sorry, but where were you? These are your fans. This reflects on your team. As the coach, you are the front lines. You are the adult in the room, and you needed to act. I understand you got a game going on, you're busy coaching, but you know what? Call a timeout. Go have a teaching moment with your students. It would have had a huge impact. And at the very least, send a staff member to quiet or eject these people. This behavior is an embarrassment to the school, the staff, the entire community. Instead, people are reporting that this is normal at this school with a history of like behavior, that it's somehow become part of the culture, which cannot be allowed. I know it's a first-year administration at Capitol High School, but this event gives you a moment to shine. You can do the right thing right now. I also know a letter went out to district staff from the Olympia School Superintendent on Wednesday, 5 days after the event, and after the incident became a 16-minute topic of conversation on Cairo Radio in Seattle. Among other things, the letter said the incident had been investigated and discipline issued. Fantastic. But I remind the superintendent and all those involved that while the incident happened in front of a crowd, the discipline in private. This gives the power of voice to the perpetrator, while the victim sees no penalty, no price paid, and likely feels no justice was done. Maybe as important, no example is set to show what kind of behavior is and is not acceptable. And while I'm at it, WIAA, how are you going to step up and deal with this? How do we make this time the last time? This is my opinion. You can tell me if I'm right or you can tell me if I'm wrong. Email me, noel.wall@kgyradio.com. I welcome your thoughts. Dave, anything to add?
Not too much. That was very cogent and well articulated. I would just say that from my personal standpoint, I don't know if people remember, but when Barack Obama was in the White House, a term came up called post-racial, and we were supposed to be, you know, it's obviously Pollyanna to think that you're ever going to be by this in our lifetime. There'll always be racism. But there was the thought that we had moved into a new era where it wasn't going to be that kind of thing. It wasn't going to be so prevalent. People were going to, treat each other with some sort of decency and respect. And even if it's only one or two kids in this instance, it's still for that to leak out and be something that someone feels like they can yell at a public event like that. It says something about all of us, really. And we need to look into how we deal with this issue on a daily basis. I mean, it has to be, where you're looking at people as people and judging them for, who they are or whatever. And I seriously doubt that whoever was yelling that stuff knew anything about the player they were yelling at other than what number he wore and what school he played for. And that is very much objectifying and dehumanizing people. And it just surprises me. You know, I'm a fairly old individual. I remember the civil rights movement. I was alive when Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and everybody were making their speeches. I was living in a pretty much an all-white neighborhood, and I didn't really think too much of it. But, we knew it was going on. And to be in the year 2022 and to still have this kind of thing going on in a state like Washington that's allegedly fairly progressive is just a shock to me. It's not so much, it is anger. It's, not wanting to see it happen, but also just the fact that, what the heck, guys? I mean, we're well into the 21st century and we're still dealing with stuff that's basically left over from a war that the South lost in 1865. So let's move into the future.
Right. And let's move on to happier thoughts. COVID. I still see games being canceled and changed. I don't know if you know anything more. We didn't talk about this before the show, but any updates on COVID that you've heard about?
Lots of people are getting it. It just keeps happening. You're right. I mean, I go through these schedules when I'm preparing my script for this show, and some teams have had as many as four straight games canceled, perhaps because of not only their issues in their program, but maybe they get better and the other team isn't. So there have been teams that have played like once in the last 27 days, things like that. And it's not really, we thought this was going to be a, quote, normal season. And in some ways it will be because there's going to be playoffs at the end of it. But as far as getting through it smoothly, that has definitely not been the case. I don't really know what the numbers are in terms of how many high school students are contracting. I guess it's the Omicron variant now, whatever. But it is a consistent killer of games at both the high school and college levels. So, no, I don't have any official update, but it is definitely not getting to the point where it's rare to see a game canceled.
All right. Well, on to basketball then. We'll begin with Pope John Paul II. I see them at 4-2 following win over Concordia Christian. Was that right on Tuesday?
That's different than what I had. I just have them at 3-2. They did get a win, according to what I saw, but they beat Timberline C team 52-37, and that does not count as a varsity game. Even if you're a little tiny school, you can't count a win over somebody else's sub-varsity program as a win, I don't think, in the WIA rankings. I'm sure in the power rating, they had the RPI that they have, I'm sure that doesn't count. But nonetheless, either way, JP2 does have a winning record, and they are scheduled tonight to travel to Rainier Christian for a 6:30 game. Their girls are even at 3-3, but they haven't played since our last show, and they are scheduled to play at Rainier Christian before the boys this evening at 5 p.m.
All right. Northwest Christian, the Wolverine boys beat North Beach Tuesday by a couple of points.
They did, and then they beat South Bend last night, 54-37. So they don't have a winning record. They're 4-10, but they've won two of their last three. They did lose a game to Chief Lesser High since our last show. So we'll see how they can build off those two victories, see if it's a trend that'll last. They only have six games to go if they're 4-10, but let's hope that portends that they'll do well down the stretch.
Sure.
Girls got going again. They had been off for a while, maybe with their own COVID issues, but they are now 0-9. They lost to Rainier Christian, North Beach, and Evergreen Lutheran. And their next game is scheduled for 5:15. right around the corner against North Thurston's C team. And that, you know, will not be an easy battle for Northwest Christian. They're a winless small school, and they will be playing the Rams C team, which is 5-0. So that could be a, you know, even though it's against one of those sub-varsity teams, might be a competitive game.
Yeah, probably will be. Rainier Mountaineers, boys basketball, doing not too bad, 8-4 overall. They lost a couple, though, Adna Friday and Morton White Pass on Monday before winning against Toledo midweek.
They did. That actually snapped a three-game losing streak for them. They beat the Redhawks, Riverhawks. Toledo's now the Riverhawks.
Right.
They beat them 47-35 behind 24 points from Josh Meldrum. So he had a good game in that one. And they're going to be at home tonight against Onalaska. The girls are another story, though, down there for them. The AP poll came out, the Associated Press rankings came out for the first time this week, this season. Don't know why they waited so long to do one, but they finally did one. And the Rainier girls are ranked 10th in 2B, and they are 7-4 after a heartbreaking loss to, actually, they're ranked 9th. They lost last night to number 10 Onalaska. The Mountaineers held a 6-point lead in that game, but then they gave up the final 8 points of the game to lose it 39-37. That's what you call heartbreaking fashion.
Yes, it is.
And Isabella Holmes led the way for Rainier, though. She had 11 points, and they had an earlier victory over Toledo on Tuesday with freshman Bryn Beckham chalking up a 15-point, 12-rebound double-double in that one. And they are not playing this weekend. Their next game will be on Monday. They'll go to Edenville for a 7 o'clock game.
Okay. Tenino. I see them not with a winning season at the moment. Columbia Adventist School was scratched, but they lost to Elma and played Edenville yesterday. So I don't know what happened there.
Well, I can tell you what happened. They didn't win. It was a 63-45 loss to Edenville, despite 20 points from Noah Scow. And Will Fettis added 11 in that one. But the Beavers fell to 5-7. And they will host Hoquiam on Tuesday at 7:30 in their next game. Their girls didn't play this week. They had a game scheduled with Elma that was canceled. And they host Edenville tonight at 7.
All right. Well, there we have it. That is the first segment of our show today. Next, we got the 2A schools, and then, of course, later we're going to hear Dave's talk with North Thurston girls standout Tay Birdtail and her coach. Also interviews with Coach Alan Thomas and Brooklyn Hicks following Timberline's win over Gig Harbor. Right now, a look at traffic, weather, word from our sponsors. You've got Hoop Talk on 95.3 Olympia's KGY.
KGY South Sound traffic.
Grand Mound to Olympia taking about 20 minutes. Olympia still seeing some brake tapping action on 4th Avenue between Water Street Northwest and Simmons Street Northwest. We've got pockets of congestion all along Union Avenue Southeast from Capitol Way South to Eastside Street Southeast. That's the latest from South Sound Traffic Control. I'm Amanda Jay.
$1,000 cash.
Give us some money.
I need money.
Money?
We need the money now.
It's another winner.
Hi, is this Kathy?
Yes.
Kathy, this is Kevin from KGY Radio. Do you enter our Pay Your Bills contest?
Twice today.
Kathy, you've won $1,000.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Oh, wow.
It's the KGY Pay Your Bills contest. Just listen for the KGY Pay Your Bills keyword every morning at 7, again at noon, and each afternoon at 5. Then go online at KGYFM.com. Powered by G3 Junk Removal and your friends at KGY.
Money.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. Need new hires in the new year? You need Indeed to help find your next hire. When you sponsor a post, you get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
As the new year has begun and resolutions have been created, consider getting the COVID-19 vaccine as one of your resolutions. They do not cost anything and will bring better protection to you and your loved ones. Call Choice Regional Health Network at 360-819-7498 to find a clinic near you. That's 360-819-7498. 7498. Make health your number one priority in 2022. Choice Regional Health Network, your partner for community health and services.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, McKinney's Appliance has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliances for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at McKinney's Appliance today. McKinney's Appliance, serving Southwest Washington since 1972.
KGY welcomes Grammy Award-winning artist Judy Collins to the main stage of the Washington Center for Performing Arts.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now.
Judy Collins, Friday, February 25th at the Washington Center in downtown Olympia.
Next year.
Judy Collins in concert at Olympia's Washington Center. Tickets available now at the box office or online at washingtoncenter.org.
The highest level of owner satisfaction and reliability with a look that says, I love my Mazda. The new Mazdas at Olympia Mazda in the Auto Mall. Driven a Mazda yet? You'll love it when you do.
Winter is such a fun time to exercise and play outdoors. Is your foot still ailing since your ski trip last weekend? Let Foot and Ankle Surgical Associates take a look at it for you. You'll be feeling like your old self in no time. Give us a call at 360-754-FEET or visit us at our website at anklefoot.net. Foot and Ankle Surgical Associates accepts most insurances, including state. 360-754-FEET.
Helping you put your best foot forward. Foot and Ankle Surgical Associates.
If you have a 40-year-old car, you've got a classic, and it's got value. Everybody knows that. But today, with new vehicle supply and supply chain issues, your 4-year-old vehicle is really worth a great deal to you. Keep it maintained and looking like new with the help of cut-rate auto parts. From regular maintenance like oil and filter changes to keeping the finish factory bright. You'll find the parts, tools, and advice you need at cut-rate auto parts. And when you can't part with your car, you'll find your car's part at
cut-rate auto parts.
We got your part.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome back on a Friday morning to Hoop Talk with Dave Weber and me, Noel Wall. And we are here thanks to sponsors like L&E Bottling, our local Pepsi distributor, proud to support high school sports coverage right here on KGY. Also, Cut-Rate Auto Parts. If you can't part with your car, Cut-Rate has your car's parts. We're up to 2A, where Rochester's boys remain 4-6 overall. Centralia Wednesday, but no score. Dave, what happened?
Well, what happened was they fell to 4-7.
Okay.
Played for the first time in 16 days.
Wow.
And they took a 77-68 loss to Centralia on the Warriors' home court. Apparently, it was a really good game. Closed down to the stretch before Centralia put it away. Tyler Klatouche led the Warriors with 23 points in the loss. Sawyer Robbins and Cameron Henderson each added 10. And Rochester will travel to Black Hills tonight for a 7 p.m. game.
All right, I see them going to Aberdeen on Monday. And the girls, I'm sorry to wedge in here, but I thought this was interesting. They lose to Tumwater by 58 on Friday and then beat Centralia by 30 on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's because Tumwater's really, really good. They're ranked number one in 2A, as we'll talk about in a little bit. And they have actually beaten 4A schools this year, including Woodinville and Camas, that are ranked in the state poll. So, I mean, that's saying something. When you're a 2A school and you're not only beating 4As, but they're not random 4As. They're some of the top ones. That's just how good Tumwater is. So, no disgrace. Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to lose by as badly as Rochester lost that game, but really no disgrace when you come right down to it, because Tumwater is just an exceptional you know, generational type team for that school. So you're right that they did come back and win a couple of games, Central and Black Hills. And in the win over Centralia, Rochester's Royzen Stull led the way with 13 points. Mandy Andre Cordell and Angelica Castro had 10 each. And they will host Aberdeen on Monday at 7.
Okay, Shelton High Climbers look like they beat WF West last week. Black Hills on Wednesday, but I didn't see a score there.
That was postponed. The Black Hills game did not happen.
All right.
And the High Climbers, yeah, that was a big win, 58-38 over WF West. But WFS, for whatever reason, whether their own illness or that of their opponents, they had only played once in 4 weeks going into that game. So the Climbers, who are, you know, what's the old phrase from the comedians? They're not chopped liver. You know, they're 5-5. Right. Five. They're a decent club. And you come in there a little bit rusty, it's going to be tough to stop Charles Thompson. He had 20 points in that game. And Mason Goose added 12. So a good win for the Climbers over a team that's pretty highly regarded in WF West. And they're going to host Rochester on Tuesday at 7. That's the next game I have for them.
All right. The girls still looking for a win?
Yep. They had 3 straight games canceled, and they are 0-9. And their next scheduled outing is on Wednesday at Rochester. And Rochester had not been doing all that well, but that could be a tougher game because, as we just talked about, a couple of wins coming up, or a couple of wins in the near past for Rochester. So, once again, Shelton will have its hands full.
Black Hills Wolves, I see 7-6 with a loss to Napavine, and then they were going to play Shelton, but we talked about that.
Yeah, that was postponed. They did get a win over Aberdeen before the loss to Napavine. It was a pretty significant loss to Napavine. They lost by quite a few points. Not sure if Black Hills was missing some players. Very possibly they were. Best I can tell, Wolves will be hosting Rochester tonight at 7, as far as I can tell. Girls are apparently 4-6. We just kind of go off max preps with them. They had a busy week that included 2 victories over Aberdeen. They played them twice. And then they lost to WF West, Yeoman, Rochester. So that is the definition of a busy week, 5 games in 1 week.
Yeah, it is.
And they're going to have an afternoon game tomorrow against Hoquiam starting at noon at the Wolves gym.
Okay. Tumwater T-Birds, boys 10-2. They haven't lost a game in January.
No, they haven't, and they haven't lost a game within the borders of the state of Washington. Their only 2 losses coming down in Arizona in that tournament they went to down there. The AP poll we mentioned came out this week for the first time. Tumwater boys are ranked number 5, and they swept Centralia, Skyview, and Mark Morris, all by at least 12 points. So 3 decisive wins for the T-Birds. They had a Martin Luther King Day battle with traditional power Mark Morris, in which Luke Brewer led the way with 23 points. Andrew Collins added 18, and Connor Hopkins 10 in that one. And just a little interesting side note for Evergreen State fans, the Monarchs' Deacon Dietz had 14 points in that loss, and he is the son of former Gooey Duck Hooper Doug Dietz and women's soccer all-time great for the Gooey Ducks, Alice Dietz. They were already married at the time they were both playing up there, and now their son is doing quite well for Mark Morris. Back to Tumwater, they're going to travel to Aberdeen tonight for a 7 o'clock game. And flowing right into the girls, they are the number 1 team in the state.
Awesome.
In 2A. They are 12-1. They beat Rochester, 3A, Lake Washington, and Aberdeen this week. Just backtracking, their only loss was to a 4A school in Mount Si. And they blew out Aberdeen last night, 81-17. That was senior night for 6 seniors from Tumwater. I think 5 of them came all the way through as varsity players, part of that class that came in, obviously 4 years ago and was highly touted. And clearly, at this point, everything's meshing perfectly for their senior year. in that game against Aberdeen, Isabella Lund only missed one shot all night. She finished with 20 points. Three fellow seniors also reaching double figures. Aubrey Amandela had 19, Natalie Samrock 18, and Lily McCauley 10. And they will play again on Monday night, 7 o'clock, when Centralia comes down.
All right. And although we don't typically cover them, you have some noteworthy news out of Lewis County.
Yeah, WF West, which, you know, we have a little bit different boundaries here on KGY than the newspaper I work for, the Olympian. And we do cover WF West and their star player, Drea Brumfield, who is bound for Pepperdine next year, Division I scholarship. She passed Bree Thompson, who played in the early part of the century and went on to play for Binghamton University, a Division I school back in New York. She broke Bree's all-time school scoring record, which had been 1,160 points. And in a blowout win over White River last night on the road, Drea scored enough to get her, scored 18 points and got her total up to 1,171. So she is now the all-time scoring leader for the Bearcats, which means that every time she puts a basket in, she sets the school record from here on out.
Outstanding. Thank you for that. That's going to do it for this segment right here. Don't go away. In our next segment, we're going to start our look at the 3A schools. We will hear from North Thurston senior star Tay Birdtail. The Rams are 11-1, I believe. Still to come, Timberline's Alan Thomas and junior guard Brooklyn Hicks talk about Gig Harbor. But first, traffic, weather, got to pay some bills. Don't go away. It's Hoop Talk on 95.3 Olympia's KGY.
KGY South Sound traffic.
Grand Mound to Olympia taking about 20 minutes. Olympia still seeing some brake tapping action on 4th Avenue between Water Street Northwest and Simmons Street Northwest. We've got pockets of congestion all along Union Avenue Southeast from Capitol Way South to Eastside Street Southeast. That's the latest from South Sound Traffic Control. I'm Amanda Jay.
Looking for a little winter play? Head to Quinault Beach Resort and Casino. Stay two nights, Sunday through Thursday, for just $219. And we'll include a $100 resort credit and $25 free play for up to two people. It's Quinault Beach Resort and Casino. Winners happen here.
As the new year has begun and resolutions have been created, consider getting the COVID-19 vaccine as one of your resolutions. They do not cost anything and will bring better protection to you and your loved ones. Call Choice Regional Health Network at 360-819-7498 to find a clinic near you. That's 360-819-7498. Make health your number one priority in 2022. Choice Regional Health Network, your partner for community health and services.
COVID-19 has tested our communities in unthinkable ways. In the face of crisis, Puget Sound Energy has given over $18 million in bill assistance to customers impacted by the pandemic, and together with PSC Foundation, gave $4 million in community grants for COVID relief. All the while, PSC continues to lead on clean energy, with a goal to reach beyond net zero carbon emissions by 2045. It's part of our commitment to doing what's right for customers and communities. Together, we're creating a clean energy future for all. Learn more at psc.com/together.
Patchy fog in some areas, otherwise partly to mostly sunny skies later today. Highs in the upper 40s, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s, and sunny skies on Saturday.
Welcome back once again to Hoop Talk with Dave Weber and myself, Noel Wall. I can almost speak. Thanks to folks like Spin Tees. Spin Tees does all our printing and embroidery around here. You can find them at their new location behind Minuteman Press on Olympia's west side. Also online at spinteesprints.com. And Foot and Ankle Surgical Associates, celebrating 20 years of helping patients get up and moving and maintaining good health. Online at anklefoot.net. The 3A team is going to start with the River Ridge Hawks, who played double overtime, but still came up short by a point against Capitol last Friday.
Yeah, their boys are still winless at 0-12, but as you mentioned, they've come closer to victory recently. They lost that narrow loss to Capitol, and then they lost at home 56-50 to Peninsula. So they obviously are doing a little bit better, and they're going to be at Timberline tonight, which is going to be a huge challenge for them.
All right. And the girls' skid has gone to 5 in a row, I think.
Yep, they lost 3 straight times this week to Capitals, Central Kitsap, and Peninsula. And they're 2-10 on the year, so at least they got a couple wins. And they will host Timberline tonight at 7.
Yelm boys also struggling after a 1-point loss to Central Kitsap.
Yeah, they're 2-6. And they, yeah, they lost. I had them losing. I had them beating North Thurston and losing to Gig Harbor.
Okay.
But and they are still at 2-6. And then the girls are 8-3. And they were bouncing back from a winless week the week before to sweep 3 games, 2 in the league, beating Central Kitsap, Black Hills, and Timberline. And they will travel to Capitol tonight at 7.
Okay. North Thurston's boys, I see 2 losses and a win. Is that right?
2 losses and a win. Yes, that is correct. They lost to Peninsula and Central Kitsap, but they beat Capitol. And Juju Lee had an 11-point, 11-rebound double-double in the victory over Capitol. Freshman Micah Andrews added 11 in that game. And the girls, who are not ranked right now, but they received votes in the AP poll, they won twice, beating Peninsula and Capitol to go to 12-1. And Tay Birdtail, who we're going to hear from and who was voted the News Tribune's Athlete of the Week for earlier heroics, kept on going this week. She led the Cougars with 24 points against Capitol, while Soraya Ogadez had 17 and 17 points and 7 steals. And Alexis Meyer had 12 points. And they're going to host Central Kitsap tonight at 7.
All right. And you did talk to both Jackie Meyer and Tay Birdtail. When is your article going to show up online?
That should be Sunday. It'll be online, I think, simultaneous with it coming out in the print edition on Sunday. And as I mentioned earlier, and we're going to talk to her in a minute, but Tay, kind of a little bit of a surprise player. I mean, she's been around. Been in the program all 4 years, but really caught fire towards the end of last season and has been having a great year this year.
All right. Well, let's start that segment. First of all, here's Coach Jackie Meyer talking about Tay Birdtail.
When was the first time you saw her play?
First time Tay, I saw her play basketball was her freshman year when she came to us.
And what did you think at that time? What
was your and it was actually one of her first times being around basketball.
Yeah.
So she hasn't been playing basketball as long as everybody thinks. She had just a natural, raw ability that just needed to be harnessed and learned how to, like, put her raw ability into an organized game situation with teammates.
Okay. What's helped her develop? How has she developed since being that raw player? What steps have?
I think just maturity.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just think just growing up and the maturity of learning to play basketball with a team. I mean, that's a hard concept. It's a really difficult concept to do, and I just am so proud of Tay. I just really think last year, towards the end of her junior year, we just kind of saw her reach that hump of kind of just buying into everything. Like, she's always had the raw ability, but, like, just realizing that she could be this outstanding leader, which is a hard skill to learn, and she's just done a really phenomenal job of it.
So what does she do to be a leader? What characteristics?
Oh, my God. This year, like, it's been so much fun. Just cheering on her teammates, like, calling people out in the locker room in a positive way, like, for good things that they did to contribute to the team atmosphere and the game, like, praising people for how many rebounds they had or how many points they put up or the effort they put in on defense and, like, just cheering people on in practice. And people look up to her naturally for the ability she can play, but, like, being able to vocalize that at practice and being able to encourage her younger teammates who are mostly freshmen and sophomores has really changed her game and changed her teammates.
And that's something new this season.
It's hard because she came up behind a senior that was
right.
Jackie Ann for 4 years. So I think just being able to get the chance to do that has been a great opportunity for her as well.
And now that she's standing right here, what did she start to do? You said she had a big up.
No,
you can stay here.
You can stay.
You had a big upsurge at the end of her junior year. What things did she start to do that she wasn't doing before?
Well, like Tay knows, we just talked about this yesterday, like, just all aspects of her game. Like, she's always been a really good outside shooter, but being comfortable and driving to the hole and taking up to the hoop and things like that, and also realizing that like the assists and some of the other components of her game just make her a better player too, and she's doing a really good job at that. And she's having fun playing basketball this year. Like, you can see it, like, her shoulders a little bit more relaxed, she's smiling, and it's just the enjoy of playing the game.
Here's a good one. What can she still improve on? I'm sure you tell her this. During practice.
Just learning different elements of the game, like strategy of the game. I mean, that's something that, I mean, she's only been playing basketball, she'll tell you, for 4 years, really hardcore. So, like, it takes a while to learn the strategy of the game and, like, being able to recognize what other teams are doing and how do you adjust to that. So that's things that she's still learning on, and she's picking up on it, and she's open to learning that. So I think that's something she's still working on.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
That is North Thurston girls coach Jackie Meyer talking about Tay Birdtail. And here is Dave's conversation with the senior athlete.
I was going to ask you, when you first started playing basketball, she said your freshman year of high school.
I've always played like girls. But I didn't start taking it like competitively until, like, you know, freshman year.
So when did you start? When was the first time you ever played basketball?
I was in fourth grade.
Yeah, and what made you want to stick with it?
Honestly, I kind of fell in love with, like, the process of, like, training and, like, seeing my progress from freshman year to, like, now makes me want to keep going and, like, practice even harder.
What have you how have you seen yourself develop since your freshman year?
I think my shot definitely developed, and my handles and my court vision and, like, just seeing the court and my pass. The defense especially has progressed.
And what have you been doing? Do you play for an AAU team? Or?
Yes, I play for West Academy.
West Academy?
Yes.
And how has that helped? Have you traveled with them?
Oh, yes. We've been to Idaho, California, all those showcases.
How does that help you develop?
It helps me develop as a player, playing against, like, other people from, like, different states and how, like, different styles of play.
You find out that when you go to different places, there are different styles?
Yes, definitely.
What's famous in Washington? What's the style of play we have here? As opposed to California, say?
I don't know. I think, like, California is, like, more flashy as compared to, like, Washington.
Good sound fundamentals up here, huh?
Yeah.
So if you're a coach, you're sitting in the stands, you're scouting North Thurston, what are you going to tell your kids is the most dangerous thing about today?
I definitely will, you know, I can shoot the ball. I'm not afraid to shoot, so.
Okay. Anything else?
I guess I'm aggressive.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to, you know, go up against anyone.
So I think you heard Coach say, and I've heard this from Mike as well, that the last year or so you've really just taken off and you've gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
What has happened during that time that's created that?
Honestly, just getting in the gym and working out every day, like 2+ hours a day. And it's also, like, not just practice with your team, but, like, outside practice. Going to the gym yourself and getting in shape. And, you know.
What kinds of things do you do when you work out by yourself?
I like to do sprints. I like to lift weights, but, like, not, like, heavy weights, because, you know, it kind of conflicts with my shot play. So that's, like, what I do.
And as far as your team, you guys have done really well so far this year. What's made the Rams so good this year?
I just think we learned how to play as a team and, like, share the ball. And definitely we got more confident this year, and it definitely makes a big difference in our play. And we're aggressive and we're not afraid to.
What goals do you guys have for the rest of the season? What's realistic for you?
Go to state.
Yeah.
Go to state.
All right.
Keep our winning streak alive.
And do you want to play in college?
Yes, I do.
And what kind of recruiting have you experienced so far? Anything?
Yes. I have some community college offers and a couple of D3 entrants. Yes.
Very good. Any schools you want to identify, or you want to just let that go for now?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for taking the time out to talk to me.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
North Thurston's Tay Birdtail. See the article on Sunday in the Olympian and online. And Dave, I love the student athlete interviews, hearing from kids who are, you know, getting success and talking about the work they put in to get that success. It's really a high point.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of gotten into, no, I wouldn't say talking to too many coaches, because coaches have a pretty good overview of what their team is doing. But if you don't talk to the kids once in a while and put the kids on the air, it kind of takes away from who's actually playing the game. So I'm glad we were able to get a couple of players on this week, and we'll try to keep doing that as the rest of the season unfolds.
Fantastic. That is the segment for right now. We're going to be right back with the rest of the 3As. We've also got Timberline coach Alan Thomas and junior guard Brooklyn Hicks. They talk about beating Gig Harbor the Tides. We've also got 4A Olympia and more. But first, sponsors. Look at traffic and weather. And you are listening to Hoop Talk on KGY, the original Olympia radio station.
KGY South Sound traffic.
Shelton to Olympia taking about 30 minutes. Olympia, we got pockets of congestion all along Union Avenue Southeast from Capitol Way South to Eastside Street Southeast. Also, dealing with major brake tapping action on Eastside Street Northeast from State Avenue Northeast to 4th Avenue East. That's the latest from South Sound Traffic Control. I'm Major J.
Are we ready for a little fun? Yes. This is Rick Dees. I can't wait to meet you here this weekend. The weekly Top 40 Countdown is ready to go. Do we have some Dees Lees for everybody?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go out on a limb with the weekly Top 40 Sure Shot. You can win huge prizes.
Okay. I'm amazed.
The weekly Top 40 Countdown here this weekend. We'll see you.
Rick Dees Retro Top 40 this Saturday from 8 o'clock right here at Olympia's KGY.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens now offers pharmacy chat 24/7, so you can ask an expert about things like the correct dose of your medication. Side effects include feeling very reassured. Pharmacy chat online or on the Walgreens app.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh. She's doing great.
Oh, yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar? Ah, great job, honey! Oh, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Don't let winter hold you back. Plow ahead in your new 2022 Subaru Crosstrek from Hanson Subaru with standard all-wheel drive, up to 182 horsepower, and standard EyeSight driver assist technology. You'll have peace of mind on every trip, no matter the weather. Available now with 2.9% financing for up to 72 months. Where will your Subaru take you? Find yours at Hanson Subaru in the Olympia Auto Mall at HansonSubaru.com.
Financing approval credit for Subaru Motors Credit. $150 negotiable document fee may be added in sales prices. Subject credit to approval, vehicle insurance availability. See participating retailers for sale. Offers 131-2022.
As the new year has begun and resolutions have been created, consider getting the COVID-19 vaccine as one of your resolutions. They do not cost anything and will bring better protection to you and your loved ones. Call Choice Regional Health Network at 360-819-7498 to find a clinic near you. That's 360-819-7498. Make health your number one priority in 2022. Choice Regional Health Network, your partner for community health and service.
Bayshore Construction, your local septic, sewer, water lines, and drainage company for over 30 years. My water bill is over $1,000. Why?
It's not uncommon to have a leaky water line. 1 out of 10 homes has a water leak that is undetected, wasting water and your money.
So what should I do?
Call me, Brandon Thompson, with Bayshore Construction. I'll find out what your problem is with a free estimate.
Even help you get your money back from the utility company.
Bayshore Construction, fixing water lines since 1987. 360-866-9200.
Sports Fans, Spin Tees Screen Print and Graphics gives you the very best printing and embroidery. Perfect for teams, schools, companies, or special events. Get excellent quality, custom design, quick turnaround, and low pricing. Count on Spin Tees for quality brands like Port Authority, Sport Tech, and District Threads. Easy ordering and results you'll love. 1025 Black Lake Boulevard in Olympia, online at spinteesprints.com. Friends, Spin Tees on Facebook.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at UHC.com. Plan benefits may vary.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. During the initial months of the pandemic, many restaurants followed social distancing protocols and started spacing out their tables. No longer were you crowded at a small two-person table, just 6 inches from another couple at their small two-person table. Whether you liked it or not, you became part of their conversation. But now, at many restaurants, those tables, I call them the terrible twos, are creeping back into the old configuration. So I'm going back to my old playbook. If I'm having dinner with one other person, I now make a reservation for three. That way the restaurant has to give me a table for four. And once again, you have a little more space during your meal. And I always remember to tip the server extra for the missing person. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more. libertymutual.com.
95.3 on the. And we are back once again. You're with Dave Weber and Noel Wall on Hoop Talk, KGY's only. Let me try that again. KGY's own and Thurston County's only high school sports roundup show. Not only can I almost talk, I can almost read. We thank sponsors like McKinney's Appliance. With the Maytag and Whirlpool appliances, that'll make your life easier. You can find McKinney's Appliance on Martin Way in Lacey and on Olympia's West Side. Also, Choice Regional Health Network, your partner for community health and services. And as we continue on with the 3As, Capital Boys had a couple of wins.
Yeah, they defeated River Ridge, we talked about earlier, 52-51, and then they lost. No, that's wrong. I got that wrong. They beat River Ridge and then they lost to Northwestern on the road.
I see that.
River Ridge's results, yeah.
My own notes contradicted myself, too.
Yeah, they're 7-5, though. They have a winning record, and they will visit Yelm tonight at 7. And I know that they have a non-league game tomorrow with Tumwater, which should be a pretty tough battle for them, the way Tumwater's been playing, even though Capital is a 3A school. So that'll be interesting. And that's a non-league game tomorrow. The girls, meanwhile, are just 2-8. They beat River Ridge but lost to North Thurston this week. And they will host Yelm tonight at 7.
All right. Timberline, where we're going to go with the girls first. And I do not see a win yet for them.
Well, they actually do have, they're 2-7, but they didn't win any games this week. That's
okay.
For sure. They lost to Gig Harbor and Yelm, which are two of the better teams in the 3A South Sound Conference. They will play another team that only has two victories tonight when they go across town to River Ridge. So perhaps that'll be an opportunity for the Blazers to, get on the positive side of the scoreboard.
All right. Very good. And the boys, meanwhile, doing pretty well. They had that 3-point victory in the Gig Harbor rematch.
Yeah, that was an exciting game. I was at that game, and the Blazers in that game, trying to figure out what happened to my notes on this game. Oh, here they are.
All right.
Got out of order. Sorry, people. But boys basketball, they are 9-3. And they handed ninth-ranked Gig Harbor. That was their first loss of the season. Mentioned it a little bit in the opening. They beat him 60-57. They were trailing by 8 with just a little over 4 minutes to go. Closed it out with a 13-2 run. During the game, Brooklyn Hicks and Miles Gursky each went for 23 points. And we've talked a lot the last few weeks about several girls in the area who passed the 1,000 career point mark. And Brooklyn Hicks, who's just a junior, did it on the boys' side against the Tides. And it was a little bit of a flurry of celebrating. They had little signs that said 1,000 from the student section, and then they gave him a ball with golden writing on it when the game was over. So nice recognition by Timberline of Hicks' achievements. And then they came back to win again on Wednesday, and they kind of blew out Yelm 84-59. Gursky in that game led the way with 26. Hicks had a 23-point, 11-rebound double-double. So Blazers are actually kind of on a roll. They're tied for first now, and they will host Windless River Ridge tonight at 7.
All right, very good. And Dave did talk with Coach Alan Thomas following that win over Gig Harbor. It's a little bit loud in the gym, but here is Coach Thomas.
Well, it wasn't easy. Honestly, every time we play these guys, it's back and forth. It's back and forth. These guys are well prepared, they're well coached. Coach Landon does an awesome job with these guys. I didn't know what to expect when the guys like this will shoot the ball as good as they can. Our goal was to try to keep them under three threes made, and obviously we didn't do that. But we were down the whole game, and I think we needed to have to work for it and make so much more to finally get that lead and then get not one, but two stops in a row.
Right, right. Yeah, did they play zone the whole game last time? Or
yes.
So it wasn't a surprise.
So, it's tough because all we saw is zones the whole year, but it's actually made us a better team. It's forced us to play together. So that's something that I give the guys all the love and credit to, because they actually bought in. Tonight was the first time they had to win the game on defense.
And you're down 7 late, and they come back. What kind of grit and toughness do they have? I mean, is that something you knew they could do?
These guys are all heart. Miles Gursky came over to the bench today, and he said, let's win it on defense. Let's get stops, coach. Let's get stops. Let's get it all in. And I'm proud of the guys, man. I'm proud of them for coming together, because what we have to understand is our league is tough, but it is not as tough as Metro League.
Right.
So that's a different animal. And so we're just trying to inch our way to the top.
And then you get a couple of steals and coast-to-coast.
Yes.
Hey,
Daryl Gibson.
Gibson, yeah.
He had my heart racing the entire time, going hard to the left, finished with the left hand. Unbelievable performance for him as a sophomore.
Is he a lefty?
He is not a lefty. That's why I was so scared him going to the basket. But the good guys won today.
I feel like Brooklyn picked up the pace as the game went on.
Absolutely. As soon as he got going, he's hard to stop going downhill. It's just a matter of not settling. Not settling. Understand and embrace that you're a very talented player, you know. And then Miles Gursky, how about that three that he made to get us down? You know, we're down 5 and hit the three. And you know, we have another level we can get to. And we're still figuring things out, but I don't want to be good now. I want to be good come February.
Okay, great.
And that is Timberline coach Alan Thomas talking last Friday about their win over Gig Harbor. Here's player Brooklyn Hicks following that same game.
Pretty good game. It's 30,000 points.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty good one. Gig Harbor is definitely a great team. Probably one of the second best teams in our league. We love playing against them, so it's always nice playing.
Second best team. Who's the best team?
We are, baby.
You guys did look a little shaky for a while. What allowed you to come back again?
We were right there the whole time. We knew exactly where we were. They were getting some good shots. They were getting good looks, the shots they usually hit. But we knew exactly where we were, and we knew when we were going to make that final push.
And then you and Daryl with the steals and coast to coast.
Yep.
How exciting was that at that point?
Hey, man. I was running and smiling right behind him. I knew he was going to finish it. But it was a great feeling. I love it.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
All right.
Well, that was a lot of fun, again, to hear from both Coach Thomas and Brooklyn Hicks following that win. That's a big point in the season.
Yeah, probably a few things that need to be explained about those interviews that people that weren't at the game wouldn't know what they were talking about. But at one point, Coach Thomas mentioned that he had told his players to hold the Tides to three-point field goals or fewer. He actually gave up 9, so they did not make that goal, and they still managed to win the game. The other thing, they were just talking about the Daryl Gibson play. Right after Brooklyn Hicks had put Timberline ahead by a single point, Daryl, who is a big post, he's a banger-type player, he made a steal and just took it the length of the court and laid it in with his off hand. And that's what both Coach Thomas and Brooklyn were talking about, kind of looking at a big kid going in with his offhand and whether he's going to make it. But he made it perfectly, and that gave them a three-point lead, forced Gig Harbor to try for a three on the last possession, and they didn't make it.
All right, very good. And I see them at North Thurston tomorrow. Is that right?
Let me check these notes again, which I put down to the side yet. I believe they are going to play. What did you say?
I said North Thurston.
No, they're playing River Ridge.
Okay.
Next game.
All right.
Yeah. So that's their next game.
Okay. And that makes sense with what I put on the other part of the paper. All right. Moving on to the 4A's. We'll go ahead and talk about Olympia, where the boys are doing very well. They beat Emerald Ridge, Graham Kapowsin, and Rogers. That's a good feat.
Yeah, unfortunately, they came back following that to lose a rematch to GK, but they are 13-2, and they are ranked fourth in the initial Associated Press 4A poll this week, and they've got a colossal game today. I won't be at it, but I'm thinking they'll probably, somebody from the News Tribune will be there, so that would mean there will be coverage online of it from the McClatchy newspapers, which encompasses the News Tribune and the Olympian. The Bears are traveling to Curtis, ranked number 5, right behind them in the poll, for a 7 p.m. game tonight. And that is going to be a really good game, I would assume. I covered that game last year down here when Curtis came to town. And it was, as they used to say, a barn burner.
And I see the Vikings at 10-3 going into that game tonight.
Yep, they're pretty darn good. And the girls, they were 11-5. They had Graham Kapowsin at home last night. And that one I forgot to check to see. Didn't get the score last night. I forgot to look at it this morning. Did you happen to notice?
I did not. Nope.
They did not. Okay. Well, I think the Bears beat them soundly last time. So hopefully for our Bears fans in the audience, they're 12-5 now after that one. But you never know. GK could have pulled off a upset on the road, but both teams from Olympia doing quite well right now. Boys at 13-2, the girls at least 11-5, perhaps 12-5.
And the girls' last loss was to Emerald Ridge, and I think they play them again tomorrow.
Yeah, and that Emerald Ridge is they are pretty tough in the girls. On the boys' side, they kind of fell off a little bit this year. Some guys graduated, but the girls are one of the favorites in the SPSL this year.
All right. Well, there's a look at high school basketball in the area. Dave, we didn't speak about this ahead of time, so maybe I'm catching you off guard. Anything going on in college hoops these days?
Well, we can talk about that a little bit. I think I have prepared here with St. Martin's on my phone, and I see that they are 11-4 right now. They lost their last game. And then they had one canceled tomorrow, but they will be playing at home against Western Oregon on next Thursday. That the colleges play either Thursday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday. And in the league that they are in, it will be Thursday, Saturday. So they will be playing again on next Thursday. But the women's team is also doing well at St. Martin's, trying to get a quick shot at their record here. See what they are doing as far as overall. They are 9-5, so they've lost a couple in a row. And their next home game, if people want to go out and observe the Saints, will be also on Thursday. They'll play Western Washington before the men's game at 5:15. Kind of interesting, in the GNAC, they will play double headers, but not against the same opponent. In the Cascade Conference that Evergreen plays in, they will play the same team in a doubleheader, but for some reason, the GNAC has not adopted that concept.
That is kind of interesting. All right. Well, there we have it. Thank you for everything. That is going to wrap up the show today. The show has been brought to you by a passion for high school sports. It's good for our kids, good for Washington State. The rest of the show is brought to you by our sponsors, so please support them. I want to thank producer Kevin the Brit Huffer. He is, always does well for us, gets us set up and going. Thank you for joining us. Find the podcast on KGYFM.com. If you go to a game, Cheer for your team. Be civil to the fans around you, please. Remember, it's a game. Join us next Friday morning for Hoop Talk. Right now, time for the weekday workday kickoff on 95.3 Olympia's KGY.